Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you
Hello, welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM radio on this beautiful sunny day. Today, I have a wonderful guest. I'm excited to talk to Vicki Draper, who is a human and animal massage practitioner, Reiki master, and does wonderful work with both humans and animals. And I am really looking forward to talking with her after the first segment today. And so hang on for about 15 minutes and we'll be on with Vicki Draper. So I've got some things to talk about first, of course, a couple announcements. Before I get into the announcements, though, just want to remind you all that the advertisers on the show are not random. They are people who I know, whose businesses I know and trust and would refer to my family members. So keep tuned in during the advertisements. Listen as a resource for you, both for pet products and non-pet products. Great local businesses that provide really great services and products. One of which, as I mentioned last week, acupuncturist and bodywork. His name's Robert Meduzia in Kirkland, and he's just worked wonders with my body in just a few weeks. And so I'm just totally totally jazzed up about him, and I'm telling everyone I know about it. So if you're looking for an acupuncturist, if you have chronic, any sort of old injury, chronic muscle pain, even just a cold that won't go away, he's wonderful. He's in Kirkland. His phone number is 425-828-6190. Heal faster, play longer. That's his motto. His website is Meduzia, M-A-D-U-Z-I-A. Acupuncture at vpweb.com. And as always, if you would like a Dog Talk Show sticker with Stanley, our mascot dog, with the headphones and microphone in his mouth, and you can take a look at that logo on the website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. This is a temporary website, but it does have our logo up on it, which is pretty much exactly what the sticker looks like. And these are really great waterproof, weatherproof stickers. So I've been getting some emails from people sending those out in the mail. So if you'd like a sticker, just send me an email at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at sensitivedog.com, and I will get you a sticker out in the mail promptly. Happy tax day, by the way. Okay. So this Sunday, I'm excited. I'm going to be on guest for part of another radio program here on Alternative Talk, which is Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And Eric, do you know how long she's been on the air for, like several years?
Yeah, she's been on the station for several years, and she was on other stations before mm-hmm. this one. So, yeah, she's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Really knows her stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the show with her. Her show is 9 to noon on Sunday on this station, Alternative Talk 1150. So be sure to tune in on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to get to sit in with the veterans.
Very good.
Yeah. So I have got some really wonderful guests lined up in the future, and there's one, I just actually read her book this weekend. I was on a plane, over last weekend and read her book start to finish. It was a really, entertaining, easy read, and, she's going to be on the show either the first or second week of May, and her name is Kat Albrecht, and I have, mentioned her before. She's the founder of Missing Pet Partnership, which is a organization that is a nonprofit organization. And she is a former police officer who was a bloodhound handler,
mm-hmm.
and for a police department, and now uses her scent tracking dogs to find lost pets.
Oh, wow.
So, like, if your cat disappears or your dog runs away, she can actually, if you're local, show up with her bloodhound and mm-hmm. actually track the scent.
Well, that's great.
And find the animal. She's had, I think, probably around two, I think in the book, which was a few years ago, she said that she had helped 1,800 pets get reunited with their owners who were lost.
So Kat writes book about dog.
Exactly. Yep.
That sounds like the definition of news, you know?
Yes. So she's, I really enjoyed her book. Her book is called The Lost Pet Chronicles, Adventures of a Canine Cop Turned Pet Detective. And it's her story, kind of a story about her journey from before she was a police officer through her police officer days with dogs, some really exciting stories about searches that she went on through the police department, mm-hmm. and then information about the work that she's doing currently, the organization that she founded, and kind of how she came across the idea of using her scent tracking dogs, which are incredible, to find lost pets.
So these pets can actually say they were literally caught by the fuzz.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to read just a couple paragraphs from the book, one of my favorite stories, an exciting cop story with one of her bloodhounds. So I'm going to read from the book for a few paragraphs to give you an idea of what the book is like. I highly recommend it. And also, when she is on as a guest, we're going to be giving away some signed copies of the book. And again, the book is called The Lost Pet Chronicles. So I'm going to take just probably about 3 minutes and just read you parts of this one story that I found to be really, really exciting. So this is about her bloodhound, her first bloodhound, AJ, who's a big male bloodhound, who she trained herself to track scent. And she got called in by a police department to find a burglar who had been burglarizing and vandalizing empty, like, new build homes that I think were furnished, but nobody was living in them. And so they kind of caught him, but he ran away from one of the homes and ran into some woods. So they asked her to come in and track him down. So here we go. The scent-laden gauze pad was resting on top of a plastic bag to prevent it from coming into contact with any ground scent. AJ was eagerly straining to reach the gauze pad. I held him by his nylon collar and eased forward toward the white square. It never ceased to amaze me that such a tiny piece of material, a 3x5 piece of cotton mesh, could provide information that could actually save a life or put someone in prison. I felt the butterflies flutter in my stomach as I pointed at the gauze pad and released my hold on AJ's collar. AJ moved forward and eagerly sniffed the gauze pad. "Search," I commanded. AJ picked up a scent trail leading out of the unfenced backyard. As I watched his body language, I could tell that he was on it. In cases where he could not find the scent, he would let me know by making eye contact with me and shaking himself off. But he was moving forward and pulling in the harness, and we were on our way. He made a sharp left turn through the muddy side yard of a neighboring home. "Good boy," I encouraged AJ, as I allowed him to continue to work the scent. AJ trailed out into the cul-de-sac where the other homes had been vandalized. They were all unoccupied and under construction. After sniffing around the vandalized homes, AJ worked north and wanted to crawl under a barbed wire fence that led into a vacant field. The weeds on both sides of the fence were flattened, an indication that someone had crawled through already. Under most circumstances, we would have limboed our way under the fence and found a way to lift AJ over. This was risking injury, both to ourselves and my dog. I noticed a break in the fence facing the street that would allow us to walk around the barbed wire and to the other side. Once past the fence, AJ picked up the scent again and worked toward the section of road where the suspect had dropped the television. He was heading toward the cul-de-sac where the suspect was last seen. "Get to work," I commanded AJ as he pulled hard into his harness. He immediately began to work the scent north along the roadside. As he approached the business complex driveway, AJ made a turn and cut east down the parking lot. He worked around the cars that had been burglarized but did not show interest in any specific car. Since he didn't alert on any of the burglarized cars in the lot, there was no way to connect the blue dashboard cover to the car burglaries. AJ worked back to the front of the building and began trotting along the sidewalk as he continued north. We were heading back toward the area where the sergeant and the other officers last saw the suspect. We approached the intersection where the sergeant was waiting with his other officers. The suspect had been seen running east into the cul-de-sac toward the woods. AJ ignored the sergeant and the police officers and made a right turn heading east. Another uniformed officer joined John as my backup and jogged along behind us as AJ continued to work the scent. To my surprise, AJ suddenly turned and worked north into the yard of a house located right at the corner of the cul-de-sac. He showed intense interest in the front and side yard of the house. Then he started working away from the yard, down into an area of dense brush and prickly, snaky berry vines. "Was the suspect last seen running into the woods over there?" I asked in confusion. The yard we were in was right next to the road and within earshot of where the sergeant and other officers had been standing for the last few hours. It didn't seem possible that the suspect could have been right there, listening to the officers' conversations. "No," the sergeant yelled over to me, "we didn't actually see him run into the woods. He was last seen running east from the main road. He could be anywhere in this cul-de-sac or in the woods." AJ continued to pull me down into the berry vines and heavy brush. Both my backup officers stopped, reluctant to follow AJ on this very rough terrain, but I continued to follow and trust my dog. Suddenly, AJ stopped and began his customary end-of-the-trail butt wag. This violent wagging of his rear end was reserved for the happy occasion when he had located his quarry, when he knew he was about to receive a hearty chest rub. I peered through the brush and saw that AJ was sniffing the denim pant leg of a man curled up behind a log. So that was a very condensed version of that that track, but it's just so amazing to me how these dogs, and not just bloodhounds, but she uses all sorts of dogs. She has a Weimaraner that she uses. She's even used mixed breeds from shelters that she's trained to track scent. Interesting, though, bloodhounds, and this is the only breed that this is the case, they can actually use a bloodhound tracking scent as evidence in court.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's like official evidence. And
now, do the bloodhounds have to come in and put their paw on the Bible?
Yes, they
and
do.
Testify and all that?
They do. So the dog will then, so what they do is they take this guy that AJ led her to, who is behind the log, and then they line him up, like a lineup, with other people. Uh-huh. And he goes to the person whose scent he was just tracking and puts his paw on their leg. And so it sort of confirms that that's who he was chasing. Yeah. So it's such a great book. I really enjoyed it. The Lost Pet Chronicles, Adventures of a Canine Cop Turned Pet Detective. Kat Albrecht, she's going to be on the show. We're tentatively the first week of May, but if not the first week, then certainly the second week. We'll keep you posted. So we are going to take a break, and we will be back with Vicki Draper, animal and human massage practitioner and Reiki master. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Martha to Norwalk every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. Thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's a Sandy and Martha Sunday with a twist. Julie Forbes, behaviorist and nutrition specialist and host of Dog Talk Radio, will also join us in the studio. We'll get to know Julie and hear all about her new show. Plus, we'll open the phone line so we can answer all your animal behavior, training, nutrition, and healing questions. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When was the last time you caught your dog eating a stalk of wheat or corn? Evolved as carnivores, your dog is designed for protein in the form of fresh meat, not the grains that fill conventional pet foods. Bursting with fresh, free-run chicken and turkey, wild-caught fish, local fruits, vegetables, and botanicals, Origin mirrors the foods nature intended your dog to eat. Family-owned and operated since 1985, the Origin mission is clear. Biologically appropriate foods from fresh, never-frozen, regional ingredients. Origin Pet Foods, the diet nature intended.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are here today with Vicki Draper. Welcome, Vicki.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Great to have you. So your company's name, and I have not said it because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Vimere,
and that's V-I-M-I-E-R-E.
Correct.
And what is that? What does that mean?
Well, it's a unique name for my daughter and me, for Vicki and Miranda.
Uh huh.
She was two when her father and I divorced, and so she and I were kind of starting out on our own. And that's when my products came into conception.
Uh-huh.
So it just seemed a way to mark our journey.
Oh, great. I thought it meant some different language of, like, from the ocean or something like that.
Yeah.
So I met Vicki. We were just talking about 2004. So it was about 5 years ago. Through the Academy of Canine Behavior, which was where I got my start training. I did an apprenticeship through them, and you were doing massage at the Academy.
Yes.
And you worked with Chewy, my now 12-year-old German Shepherd mix, at the time, and did some massage on him and worked with a bunch of clients there. I know some of the trainers' dogs as well as clients' dogs boarding had the opportunity to have a massage while they were boarding, which was very nice. And Chewy loved it. I mean, I don't know how much you remember of how he was, but he was definitely into it. He was like, all right, go to work.
Oh, I know. I actually found the pictures last night. Some massages I did with him and how he was just taking it in.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, that was my first experience with having an animal of mine massaged. And I didn't really have an appreciation for his reaction to you until a few years after that. There was a woman, and I don't even remember her name to say that she'll remain nameless because I don't remember her name, but she was doing I got connected with her through a doggy daycare in Seattle that I was working with, and she was doing a massage seminar and wanted to use Chewy as a demo dog, and so wanted to just kind of work with him beforehand, and he wasn't comfortable with her. And I imagine it's just like with people, you know, you get chemistry with certain people that you feel comfortable with, but I sort of took for granted that he was so open to you. And then I was like, oh yeah, he'll love it. And then he wouldn't even hold still for her.
Oh.
And I was like, Chew, what's the matter? You know, and I didn't know if he was reading off of me because I kind of was on the same page as him, but I don't know. I just really had an appreciation looking back on how he was with you, with how comfortable he was with you. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, it does make a difference. And so clients resonate with, you know, kind of who they're drawn to work with. Like, you know, when you go to the doctor, you know, Yeah, so they're animals that don't necessarily, just because somebody does massage, that they're going to just warm up to.
Yeah, which makes sense. I just didn't, I guess, was kind of like, I just assumed that he would love it, but he didn't. So this, I'm actually dedicating this show to Kai, who was a client of yours, who passed away mid-December, and he's a was the dog of some very dear friends of mine, and so they told me about that they were working with you, and of course I knew you from way back in 2004, but you know, it's just really great to hear that, you know, hear the familiar name and that their sort of their feedback about what you were doing. So do you want to share just a little bit about what you did with him to kind of give us an idea of a type of client that you work with?
Sure. He, Kai, it was a client that was disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really had a strong spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And so they would have me come to his house mm-hmm. and work with him. And so I was doing a combination of massage, Reiki, and acupressure. I do the traditional Chinese medicine, sort of acupuncture with needles. I do the same points with fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very balancing modality. And he would always have more mobility the next, you know, that next week after working with him. Mm-hmm. And he would always feel better.
Yeah, they said that he would always eat. They were having a really hard time with his appetite. And one of the sort of measurable results that they noticed after you had worked with him was that he would go and eat. So it was sort of a really obvious sign that he had perked up and kind of his appetite increased and that he kind of was feeling better, so.
Yeah, and they would have me back on a regular basis just to support him mm-hmm. until it was time for him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that I kept checking in with him, you know, is, was he in pain? And it wasn't pain. He just wasn't able to walk.
Mm.
And so, because a lot of their friends were saying, oh, yeah, maybe it's inhumane, you know, put him down.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that. That was the good news. He wasn't in pain, or I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
His
body had just given out on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was still ready to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And he still had, you know, a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, it was his time. And
yeah. And so, can you do this? I was reading on your website that you can do. Can you do that to an extent from a distance, like? You know, if we have somebody call in who asks about their dog, is that the kind of thing that you do, or is that more of like an animal communicator, or can you kind of tap into that energy from a distance?
What I tap into from a distance is, I guess, I communicate with animals. I communicate with their bodies.
Okay.
And not, you know, like, what's your favorite toy or that kind of
right.
communication.
Yeah.
And so the distance work I do is, yes, I've had clients from other states, and they'll be on the phone with me while I'm working with their animals, and they would see the animals shifting as I'm working and saying what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I can tap into the body and the energy and see where there may be blocks, which may be a heavier energy that needs to move
mm-hmm.
And be opened to mm-hmm. Have, you know, the optimum health. It's about balance and things flowing in balance.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So if any of you listeners out there would like to call in at any time during this program and ask a question of Vicky about what she does or any of her products, which we're going to talk about soon, feel free to do that. I'm going to give you the number now, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So feel free to call in anytime now if you do have a question for Vicki, and we would love to hear from you. And Vicki, why don't you tell the viewers what you have for them today for anybody who calls in?
I have my 1 ounce Serene product. It's an all natural healing product made from gems, minerals, and crystals from the earth and using their healing properties. And the Serene is a very calming essence. It's, you administer it by just spraying it into the air. And it is ingestible. They can eat it or lick it if they want. But I find it's easier just for the animals when you can just spray it near them and they, their bodies take it in, because it, it's being introduced into their energy body, which then goes into the physical body.
So that's the Serene mist, which has a calming effect, both physically and sort of emotionally.
Yeah, so for anxiety, for hyper dogs, it's very calming and it works instantly.
Great.
But for most, some they have to work with it a little longer. And there's no smell. It works vibrationally instead of aromatherapy-wise. So if anybody's sensitive, this is the perfect product.
Great. Well, I have some more questions for you about your line of products and how they're formulated and all that kind of stuff. Just to clarify, I guess I said viewers earlier.
Okay.
This is radio. You cannot see. But so
one of these days we'll get the webcam turned on for this show.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to be a viewer and a listener. So,
so
it's all
for those of you who are listening today, please feel free to call in. And Vicki is kind enough to give away to anyone who calls in a 1 ounce bottle of her Serene Mist, which is has a wonderful calming effect on animals. And does it work for people too, Vicki?
It does.
All right. I need to get some of that.
Hey, we could all use that when we're in traffic.
Yeah, we could.
Spray the mist in the car and calm down a little bit.
So we are going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Vicki Draper. And say the name of your company again.
Vermeer.
Vermeer. Animal and human massage and massage practitioner and Reiki master. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Ooh, so it looks like we have a caller.
Urban Beast. Fresh, modern, fun. Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beasts features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
Are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, headaches, numbness, and tingling? At Favreau Chiropractic, you have the opportunity to experience healthcare's leading form of spinal rehabilitation that has been proven to relieve pain and permanently realign your spine. Located in Seattle's Madison Valley neighborhood, Favreau Chiropractic offers a comprehensive service that goes far beyond cracking your back. Visit www.favchiro.com. or call 206-726-9595. That's FAVCHIRO.com. A different approach to chiropractic.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Monday, April 6th, it's a conversation with six-time Grammy Award winner Jay Warner, one of the foremost experts on music and author of Notable Moments of Women in Music.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area.
licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and we have Vicki Draper on with Vimir. Did I get it?
You did.
All right. Animal and human massage practitioner and Reiki master. And Vicki, we have a caller here for you. We're going to take Sue in Seattle on line one. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Julie.
So do you have a question for Vicki?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have been doing energy work for about the last 4 years of my life, and it's helped me a great deal, especially when I went through 18 weeks of chemotherapy. As soon as I could get off my couch, I would go to a session and help my body adjust to what was happening, and I'm sure it helped me heal as fast and as well as I have. But Vicki, my question for you is... I just found myself curious and wondering the inspiration, your inspiration, what inspired you to include, I'm not sure if that's the correct word, non-human animals that are on this earth as well?
Very good question. I have been an animal lover all my life. And as a child, I didn't realize I was healing animals, and I was. And so when I decided to get back into following my heart and do this, I started working with people, and the animals came back into my life, and it was clear that they were going to be a major part of my work as well.
That's great. So we, the caller can still hear you, but we lost the call.
Oh, okay.
So I hope we'll have her. Yeah, she can give us a call back, and we will have her continue her question asking of you.
Okay, but... right. So I can clarify if that got to exactly what she was wanting to know.
So that number is 425-373-5527.
Oh, those pesky cell phones.
I know.
You just never know.
Toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So, Sue, give us a call back. Sorry about that. The call just dropped. So you were saying, Vicki, that you sort of realized as a child, or you didn't know as a child, but sort of realize now?
Yes, because I look back and... like with my own animals, when the vet would say that they've got a condition, they're not going to live, and I would say in my mind, oh, yes, they are, and I would bring them back to health.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think anything of it at the time because that was just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I get older and I realize that not just normal, I mean, not just everybody does that.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of... Can you give me a specific example of an animal as a child that you had that experience with?
It was a kitten, mm-hmm. and he got the distemper really bad.
Mm.
And I was in a small town as well, so they didn't, I guess, have a lot. But they, I didn't know I was doing energy work at the time
mm-hmm.
when I was, you know, working with the kitty every day and bringing him back to health.
Cool. And the cat recovered completely?
Oh, yes. And lived many years later.
And so, of course, in not all cases, you're able to prevent sort of the inevitable, like with Kai. But the healing that can, even though they're failing, they still are able to heal. They still have some potential for healing and for perking up.
Right. When I get a really... animal that I'm working with, the first thing I ask is it their time?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the inevitable. I cannot,
Right.
However, I can work work with that and help them feel the best they can until it is their time. And if I get that it's not their time, then I know that the healing will help, and they can then recover and have a good life, you know, mm-hmm. more of a future.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So how did you, so then you started with massage.
Mm-hmm.
And was it at that point that you started realizing that that's what you could do, or was it after your Reiki training?
Well, I really started with acupressure, and then I was amazed at how that really balanced the body. And then to practice acupressure, it falls under the massage license.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that would get a session from me would always say I wasn't the normal massage. They'd never had one like that. And what mm-hmm. it was is the energy was being combined with the massage that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they were getting an in-depth balancing with their energy body as well as their physical body. So a more in-depth session.
Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that was some massage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've always thought that, well, it's always how I've been. It's always me. And so I didn't know the difference until, you know, going to massage school and going, and talking to different people that there was a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. And so, so we did hear back from Sue, and she just called back to let us know that you had answered her question.
Okay, great.
So thanks for that. So we're going to get her out a bottle of the Serene Mist for herself. I'm assuming that she has a pet, possibly a dog, but it will certainly work for herself. So we did get her address, and so we're going to get that out to her. So let's talk about
Before you do that, though, this is a great time to invite additional callers that want to call in and ask a question of Vicki or you, Julie. And they can do so at 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569. And that's toll-free in Western Washington.
Great. Thanks, Eric. So all of the callers today are receiving a free 1 ounce bottle of the Serene Mist, which is in the line of Vicki's products. And have questions about those, Vicki. I know I've heard of the flower essences and the crystal essences, and you formulate all of your mists. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you've got, I'm looking on your website, and there's all sorts of different ones. Athlete, assimilation, appetite, aggression ease, digestion ease, energy balance, focus. I mean, it's like, motivation, pain ease, serene, which is the one that we're giving away today, trust, just all of these different formulas. So how do you, can you give us a little bit of information? I'm really curious as to how you know what to use and how you actually make them.
Okay. What was really interesting, when I started out, I had no idea my line would grow to this. I started out making them for personal use in my animals, and then it extended to my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, it's extending to my website, and they've even been international.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to, and when I'm at any shows or classes I teach, I bring them to sell. So when I started out, I've always loved crystals mm-hmm. and gems, and collected them. However, and I knew they had healing properties, I just didn't use them for that. I liked them. Thought they were pretty, so I, had them around me.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became time, I guess, for that passion to open.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there are books that tell you about all the crystals and all their healing properties, and so I would research because I would know I'd want, you know, something for pain or something for arthritis, some of the common things. And so I would research and make formulations. As I got to working more with the crystals, my gifts with them started coming out, and I could actually start seeing auras around the crystals,
mm-hmm.
seeing their life and their personalities. Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds funny. And so they got to where they would tell me which ones wanted to work together and when they wanted to work. And then at that point, I didn't know what they were doing. And so I have friends that are very energy sensitive. And so I would do a blind test. I'd say, okay, what does this one do? And I'd take it to the two people, and they didn't know each other. And they would both come back saying the same thing. So mm-hmm. then I'm like, okay, that's what this one does. So they've kind of had a progression and a life of their own, that mm-hmm. some of them are, you know, based on the scientific research of what the crystals do, and some of them are intuitive, where, you know, listening to the energies that went into the line and putting them in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, they've all been very powerful, and I've gotten numerous testimonials over the years I've been doing this. I guess this started, it was around 2003, 2004, about the time we met, because mm-hmm. they were coming out before you had left the academy.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us some of the success stories that you've had, and that will also give us an idea of the different types of dogs that you've worked with or clients that you've worked with, to give listeners an idea of you know, what the types of clients are that you work with and help.
Okay.
Actually, you know what, Vicki? I think we're gonna before you get into that, because I don't want to interrupt you, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And remember, our numbers are 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
Armadillo Consignment is Seattle's only consignment store that uses an automatic markdown system. The longer it stays, the less you pay. Stocking only ready-to-use, value-priced, moderate to high-end furniture, clothing, and housewares, Armadillo Consignment has over 3,500 items in the store. Located in Seattle's Broadview neighborhood on the corner of 125th and Greenwood, Armadillo Consignment has great deals on quality, gently used items. Visit armadilloconsignment.com for more information. Armadillo Consignment. The longer it stays, the less you pay.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We have Vicki Draper on as our guest today. Welcome back, Vicki.
Hi.
Hello. So the number again to call in, we are giving away to all of our callers today a 1 ounce bottle of Vicki's Serene Mist. Now, is that a crystal or flower essence or
the
both?
Serene are made with crystal.
Okay. So this is a sort of a calming, odorless mist that works through vibrational energy. Is that accurate, Vicki?
Yes.
Okay. Works for both pets and humans. So give us a call today if you have a question for Vicki or if you would just like to try a bottle of her mist. We will send you one. And that number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So we were just about, Vicki, to get into some stories to kind of give us an idea of what types of clients you work with and some of your success stories and what you've seen the effects of your work. So,
all right. And I've got so many that I can't possibly talk about all of them. And then I do have some on my website on my testimonial page. So
isn't there a video of Kai, the dog who this show is dedicated to today?
Yes.
So there's a video of Kai.
The website is www.vimiere.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on the home page on the left, it'll say, in the left-hand column, it'll say videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, Kai was such an inspiration, and he was such an educator that he wanted me to videotape him and get the message to the world, you know, of what types of things can be done with massage.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really, this came out one of our sessions, and so the very next session I had it videotaped. And, you know, got it on my website and getting it out there. So he was a big inspiration for me in doing some videos,
mm-hmm.
helping the education process.
That's great.
Because there's so much that we can do for our animals when we know that it's possible.
Mm-hmm. We actually have a caller for you, Vicki.
Okay.
We have John in West Seattle, so we'll take John right now. Hi, John.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great.
You enjoying the sun?
Yes, beautiful. It's about time we get some nice sunny weather.
I know, right? So do you have a question for Vicki?
Yes, Vicki, I'm just starting to hear this show today and interested in about your crystals. I keep a crystal in my car, and I've always been interested in crystals, and they seem to bring me good luck.
Mm-hmm. And so your question? Did we lose him?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
And so I was just curious about your crystals and how they actually work for helping with the dog.
Well, the different crystals have different properties. And so depending on what your animal's needing will be what crystal will be best to work with them.
And where do you get the crystals?
Every time I go somewhere, there's always rock shops. You can actually go out on digs and dig them up yourself. And they actually have gem and crystal shows that come to town. And that's a big place to go see a lot of different variety and get some.
You get like crystal overload when you go to like a gem show?
Yeah. All that energy blaring.
Yeah.
So you've come up with some formula with the crystals to help with dog aggression?
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, and do you have aggression issues? Or?
Only she charges. Where I live, there's a pathway down alongside my house, and when people come down the pathway, she wants to like, protect the property and charge, but otherwise she's not aggressive.
Right. Well, that's why I was almost sensing before you even said that, and so you just confirmed the protection mist may be one that she would need, because then she would know she's protected and your house is protected.
And it says here on the website that the protection mist keeps one's energy field clear from absorbing unwanted energy from others.
Right, and I find that some animals really respond to the protection mist for that, they stop their protective behaviors, that not totally, you know, submissive, but it tones down so they don't feel the need to protect as heavily.
Mm-hmm. Takes the edge off.
Right. Oh, well, that would be great. Anything to just kind of help her calm down and not have that aggression would be very useful.
Right, and then the serene you'll be getting after this phone call will probably be helping too. It'll definitely take the edge off of any nervous tension.
Mm-hmm. So Vicki has a whole line of mists, I see that the protection on the list is one of them. So how can people, if they're interested in looking to see which all of your formulas, and if they want to order, how can they do that?
Okay. I have online on my website, there is actually a personal questionnaire that the PDF file they can look at and answer questions to kind of narrow down what you might want to work with. And then I also have some consultants listed on my website, and most of them will do a 15-minute free consult to help narrow it down if they need a personal consult.
Mm-hmm.
To help, some people call up, I've got 10, or I need all of them,
Right.
Then it's just a matter of where to start, because everything works in layers.
Do any of them, and I'm assuming no, but do any of them, like, cancel each other out?
I haven't found that.
Hmm. It wouldn't seem so, but I just thought I'd ask.
Because they all work on different levels, and mm-hmm. so they're all higher vibrations, so I think there's a point you don't want to use too many at the same time,
mm-hmm.
because then it gets all confusing and they're not going to know which one's supposed to work.
Right.
But
okay, so we actually have another caller. John, are
okay.
you still there? Oh, he did. Okay. So we have Debbie. We only have about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, we do want to say thanks very much for calling in, John.
Yes, thank you, John.
And let's bring on Debbie from Snohomish.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I actually am one of Vicki. Well, I'm not. My dog is one of Vicki's clients, and she's one of the miracle children that Vicki has actually helped. And I just heard you guys, and I just wanted to say how wonderful Vicki and her mists and everything actually work.
Oh, what great.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Cardigan Welsh Corgi.
Uh-huh. And so what have you, do you want to share? Just
sure. She had a spinal injury a year and a half ago, and was given a 5% chance of ever walking again.
Mm-hmm.
And because of Vicki, and trust me, she saw her from the day that she came out of the hospital, that dog now jumps and runs, and she's a modern miracle. Her vet is just, like, amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last year, all we've been doing is massage.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
Yeah. So I heard Vicki, and I just had to say, go for it.
Right.
Thank you very much for your call, Debbie.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And we have Levi in Kirkland on line 3. Hi, Levi.
Hello?
Hi. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. We've got a little under a minute. So you have a question?
Yeah. It had to do with the vibratory frequencies of crystal, and how does she come up with the formulas?
Okay, Vicki, in about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, some of these I researched because there's books on crystals that tell you what they do, and then some of them were intuitive.
Okay, so you just have a sense for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, in addition to what's sort of already been documented in books and in resources.
Right. Some crystals don't like to work together, and some really do. And so I have a sense for when it works.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for your call, Levi. Are you there still?
And we've got just about 30 seconds here, so
okay,
we're just
going
to wrap things up.
Yeah,
here.
Well, Vicki, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So enjoy the sun today. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, it's all.